Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Penn Head football coach Ray Priori as his squad gets ready for the final road game of the season. On Saturday, they will visit Harvard, and coach will go into this game a little bounce in the step of the kids. You've won two straight Ivy League games, the last one in dramatic fashion over Cornell as you knocked out a two-point conversion and then get the onside kick. And kids made plays at big spots.
Yeah, it was really great to see the resolve of our kids, you know, playing for all four quarters to the bitter end. But different guys stepped up at different times to make plays on the day.
You actually had three quarterbacks or three touchdowns to three different plays. And the one that proved to be the game winner, it's a little kind of a quick pass bomb, a little lateral to Owen Goldsberry. He goes to Eric Marks. It was as gorgeous a play in execution as I think I've seen this year. What is it like when you set up a play like that, you work towards a play like that, and you get an A-plus effort and execution?
Well, you practice it during the week, and you see it happen. But to roll it out on a game day and see it happen live was really pretty to see. Perfect execution across the board, from the line to the quarterback to the double pass. Well thought out plan by our staff and executed by our players.
Nick Robinson's been a warrior. He was pretty beat up. He went to Ryan Glover, and Ryan played really well, made big plays. Just talk about having the ability to have a kid like Ryan and plug him in that situation and to have him lead you down the field a couple times.
It was great by Ryan. And Nick is, going back to Nick, Nick has given everything he's had all year long. He's played with some injuries, lower and upper body injuries, and he's a warrior. But to have Ryan come in the fashion he did on Saturday, and that was by design. He came in. We had set a plan for Ryan to be part of things. Each week we do have a plan. He came in and executed his portion of it. It was great to see the results.
And we'll see Nick on Saturday?
Yes, we will.
So let's talk about Harvard. They had a soul-crushing loss against Dartmouth, and then last week Columbia beat them in overtime. It looks like on the numbers, they're not putting up some of the offensive numbers that we're kind of used to. What do you see on film?
Harvard's a good football team, very good football team. We've won the last two in the last plays. They've lost the last two in the last plays. I'm sure their kids will come out fired up. They have some really, really good weapons on offense, their tailbacks, their receivers, tight end you. They have a ton of tight ends there, play very stout defense. So it's always a battle. We look forward to heading up this weekend.
In the mosaic of a season, you've had back-to-back games against Brown and Cornell. They were both wild games, fun to watch. But you had kids make plays in big time stops, in big time spots. What does that do confidence wise when you kind of build on that, you get success, kids start, you know, making plays like that, just kind of it starts rolling downhill?
It really does. I think there's definitely confidence that goes in. The hard work will pay off. I think that's what our kids have shown this year. And just how do you build on it? How do you take it to the next step each week? More importantly is the mental confidence with it. Kids have worked hard. They've perform, but you start sometimes you waver on your confidence level. The game is all played from the neck up, and our kids are beginning to really mature and develop that way.
And back to Harvard quickly, mentioned some struggles on offense, but that being said, they've given up, you know, 26 points in the last two games, and one was on a Hail Mary and one was in overtime. What are they doing defensively?
They're big and stout up front. I think their front seven are definitely the strength of their defense. They force you to throw the ball to beat them. Their run fits are really, really good. One-on-one battles will have to be won by our offensive line, and I'm sure our staff and kids will be ready to play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.